The Canoe Overturned by Villa-Lobos, played there by Christina Ortiz. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 28 minutes to midnight. Time now for this week's jazz lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. This week continues the series of piano duets we've been broadcasting from Pizza Express, Dean Street, London. And later we'll hear an excellent set from British pianist Alex Hutton, paired with Korean pianist Yuni. New releases are in abundance at this time of the year, so let's get a taste of what's around. We begin with a musician whose power and finesse on the drums has just delighted audiences at Ronnie's, drummer Cindy Blackman. The album is called Another Lifetime and takes its direction and theme from the band Lifetime, famously led by Tony Williams, and the first ever jazz rock fusion band. Blackman offers a fine tribute, featuring music played and pioneered by Williams, and two pieces specifically crafted for the occasion. Here's an interesting treatment of Williams's Love Song, done in duet with tenor maestro Joe Lovano. We'll be right back. Cindy Blackman and Love Song, taken from her new album Another Lifetime on the Four Quarters Entertainment label. That's a mouthful. Powerhouse Joe Lovano was the featured tenor saxophone in duet with Blackman. The rest of the album definitely gets more rock fusion in complexion and is an enjoyable listen and a sincere tribute to Blackman's mentor, Tony Williams. Pianist Patrice Rushen makes a guest appearance along with guitarists Mike Stern and Vernon Reed. From a tenor powerhouse to one of the great and defining tenor legends of all time, Dexter Gordon and the re-release of his American Classic album from 1982, featuring R&B sax icon Grover Washington Jr. and the organ great Shirley Scott. This is Jumpin' Blues. Dexter Gordon and Jumpin' Blues from his American classic recording of 1982. It's re-released on the Elektra Master Series label with liner notes by our very own Kevin Legendre. Classic Dexter with a very engaging Grover Washington Jr. on soprano saxophone. The gifted Shirley Scott was on organ and Eddie Gladden was playing the drums. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph. The programme is dominated this week by a concert given in April from pianists Alex Hutton and Uni. The set was recorded at the Steinway Festival, held at the Pizza Express Jazz Club, Soho, London. And I'm delighted to say that Alex Hutton has joined me to talk about the set. Alex, welcome. How did you first meet up with Uni?
I think we met at the 606 in Chelsea. I think I was on a gig there and she was just over for a few weeks, and that was just before Christmas. We were introduced, and I think the guy who introduced us, Anthony Steinberg, he was aware that I was interested in classical music as well, so he knew that we might get on. So I was a kind of a good candidate for her, and vice versa. And then we started to chat on Skype, but we couldn't get very far in terms of musically, even though we set the two pianos up. Mm-hmm. There was a bit of delay with the.
Oh right, so you're doing piano duets over Skype.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's in Korea at this point, so there was a bit of a delay. So we decided to just wait until she came over and continue. You know, we had a couple of months to get the set together.
So it must have been a lot easier when you were together in
yeah,
person.
Yeah, it was. And I felt like a newer, and yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
And so what about choosing the repertoire? How was it doing that?
But that was the kind of the difficult part. But our starting point was Gershwin, because it's kind of a good crossover, and she knew a few Gershwin tunes anyway. Mm-hmm. So ideally we were going to do the whole gig as Gershwin tunes, but we just developed other things. The first tune being Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Sure.
And I had this Afro 6/8 rhythm which I wanted to sort of put in it. And it turns out that in Korea, that's a very common rhythm. I was thinking, well, she might not get this. This might be too sort of Western or world music. But actually, it turns out that that's a real common rhythm over there. So she was straight on it, really.
It's about finding that bond, isn't it? That common bond. And I think, you know, often with a classical musician, sometimes the rhythm is the real problem.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, there is a certain understanding about rhythm that is unspoken in jazz.
Yeah.
And there's a certain understanding about rhythm in classical music that's unspoken as well.
Right.
One either has to travel to the other one or meet in the middle.
Yeah. And obviously on jazz gigs, we're doing this all the time. Obviously, as a piano player, you play as a sideman. Mm-hmm. So you're used to mixing and playing with the drums and bass and being versatile.
So how about choosing pieces of music that were your own compositions? Because you did, I know you did some traditional Korean music with her.
We did a Korean folk song, which obviously she really wanted to do. And it's a great tune. Even listening to it now, I can't believe how it sounds like a North European folk song to me. Mm. I gave her my CD and I said, which would you want to do off here? So she said, I really want to do that one.
And was the ballad she chose, the ballad of Bee Chief Hall.
That's an old, I think that's an old English word. I grew up in this, in Sheffield, and this was basically where we went for weekends, and it was an old sports social club. And it's basically an old stately home, but run down. and we spent hours there. My childhood is there. And on top of that, it's a haunted old house. So so there's a lot of fun, a lot of stories. And every time I go back to Sheffield, I visit this old hall. So the song was just about that those eerie corridors and the whole experience that I had there growing up.
You think one day you may go back and buy that
buy
house?
It? I'd love to.
Well, that's great, Alex. It's really good to have you come in and talk about the music, and we'll get to the set. And thank you for setting it up like that. Thank you, Alex Hutton.
Really glad to be here.
Wicked. And now to the set. Uni is on the left and Alex Hutton is on the right of the stereo image as they start with their arrangement of George Gershwin's Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Well, thank you. We're going to play you a mixture of some Gershwin, some classical tunes, and some originals. What you just heard was a version of Nice Work If You Can Get It. And this is an original. This is one of mine. This is called The Ballad of Beachy Fall.
you. When I met Alex for the first time, I listened to his album, and this song was the most beautiful tune. So I really love this tune, his song. And now we're going to play a very, very famous Gershwin's tune, Rhapsody in Blue, but as a Rhapsody in Blues.
Thank you.
And I love Gershwin, and Alex loves Gershwin too, because he makes different mixture of good sounds. So we decided to play some Gershwin tune today for you. And now I'm going to play Bach with Alex. It is called Siciliano. Thank you. This song is originally for flute sonata, but it was very great fun to play as a piano duo with Alex. Now I'm going to play my title track of my album True to You, and I hope you can be true to yourself too. Well, you don't need an iPod just to hear this song. You don't need religion to tell right from wrong. Oh, baby, you gotta be true to you. You need to believe what you hear on TV. You don't need to copy actors on the OC. Oh, baby, you gotta be true to you. True to you, gotta be true to you. Do what you gotta do, but you gotta be true to you. I'm not Korean and you're not a Pole. You don't need a country if you've got a goal. Oh baby, you gotta be true to you. Tap or the lady's phone. Bill Gates won't help you when you die alone. Oh baby, you gotta be true to you. Gotta be true to you. Gotta be true to you. Do what you gotta do, but you gotta be true to you. Questions and the answers are inside you, so don't try to get an answer out of me. Thank you.
true to you. Do what you gotta do, but you gotta be true to you. Gotta be true to you. Gotta be true to you. Do what you gotta do, but you gotta be true to you.
You're listening to Uni and Alex Hutton in concert at the Pizza Express, Dean Street, London, on Jazz Lineup. Uni and Alex Hutton switch pianos, so Uni is now on the right, and they continue with a Japanese folk song called Seiya Seiya, meaning birds, birds. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do another original of mine now. This is called Silent Man, inspired by one of my favorite keyboard players. He's called Dave Greenfield. Thank you.
It is very nice tune. I really love Alex's old songs. This is very rocky, but I think this is very rocky, but he said this song's title is Silent Man, so I was very surprised. And now we are going to play the last song. This is called All the Things You Are. Thank you.
Cole Porter's All the Things You Are, Uni with Alex Hutton in Piano Duet. The set was recorded at the Steinway Festival, held at the Pizza Express Jazz Club, Soho, London, in April of this year, and edited for this transmission. You're listening to Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, here on BBC Radio 3. British bass man Dave Holland, ever travelling his artistic journey, releases a new album appropriately called Hands. It sees Holland in collaboration with Spanish flamenco virtuoso Pepe Habichuela. Habichuela's group is a quintet with three guitars and two gajon players. It's a box with plywood and it provides the rhythm, and they double on assorted percussion. Add Holland to the group and you get this. Thank you. bassist Dave Holland and flamenco guitarist Pepe Habichuela, and the title track of their collaboration called Hands. Other members of the Habichuela clan helped out with Yosemi Carmona and Carlos Carmona on guitars, Israel Piranha, Juan Carmona on cajon and percussion, and Hands is out on the Dare 2 Records label, distributed by Universal. Composer John Warren features many of Britain's finest jazz musicians from all generations, and on his new album entitled Following On, he doesn't disappoint. Jim Hart, Christian Brewer, Stan Salzman, and Phil Donkin, to name a few. The track we're going to hear is called Oh What, and features Stan Salzman on tenor, Gwilym Simcock on the piano, and drummer James Madron. Thank you. The music of composer John Warren in the assured hands of James Madron on drums, Gwilym Simcock on the piano and Stan Salzman on the tenor saxophone. The album's called Following On and contains a feast of British instrumental talent with well-crafted pieces by Warren, and it's out now on the Fuzzy Moon record label. That ends Jazz Lineup for this week. We're not on the air next week due to a live broadcast from WOMAD, but we do return in 2 weeks' time with an exclusive concert celebrating 50 years of broadcasting from Michael Garrick with his big band. Till a fortnight's time from me, Julian Joseph. Bye-bye.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and a warm welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3, where for the next 2.25 hours I've a performance from Covent Garden in 2008 of Verdi's La Traviata, starring soprano Anna de Trepko as Violetta, tenor Jonas Kaufmann as Alfredo, and baritone Dmitri Hvorostovsky as his father Germain. The chorus and orchestra of the Royal Opera House Covent Garden are conducted by Maurizio Benini. With La Traviata, Verdi was approaching something like social realism, the opera set in and around Paris in 1850. After an ethereal opening prelude, the curtain rises on a sophisticated party at the house of the courtesan Violetta, who's clearly suffering from tuberculosis. Among the guests is Alfredo Germain. He's enchanted by Violetta, and when he's alone with her, tries to persuade her to change her way of life. But though she admits to herself she longs to love and be loved, she maintains she's not interested in a serious relationship and sends him on his way.
Thank you. Perché? A me piace simpatico di.
E tu dunque